One of those car makers is on its way to new ownership. Chrysler's German parent announced that it sold America's third biggest car maker to a private equity firm. This is the first major automaker to go private, and we're going to talk more about that in a couple of moments. First, though, we'll find out what all this means for Chrysler's 80,000 workers. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio met some workers during the shift change yesterday at a plant outside Detroit.
It was a warm and windy day outside Chrysler's stamping plant in Warren, Michigan, north of Detroit. As workers filed out across a busy street, they said they still didn't know what to make of yesterday's announcement. Mike Lawler remembers 9 years ago when workers found out that they would be bought by Daimler-Benz of Germany. Yesterday, he faced the possibility of a new parent company, Cerberus Capital Management, based in New York.
You know, I think the Germans just got tired of us and got what they wanted, and now somebody else thinks they can, hopefully they can turn us around and get us back to profitability, and we can all benefit from it.
Executives at Chrysler have already announced a turnaround plan that would eliminate 13,000 jobs and close at least one plant by 2009. Cerberus leaders haven't proposed any additional cuts, but that hasn't stopped workers from speculating. Enoch McFarlane says people don't know what to think.
You know, a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are saying people under 5 years are getting probably going to get let loose. So it seems like that maybe that they're going to make a quick buck and sell off parts of the company. So it has quite a few people scared.
Even before the announcement with Cerberus, McFarlane planned to leave Chrysler. He signed up for a buyout worth $100,000. Now he wonders if the deal will still be good under Cerberus.
I've been hearing that we might be sold, but, you know, that's all rumor. And then once, you know, they went on and said, yeah, that we're up for sale, we're thinking, okay, well, we're still going to get the package. And like I said, we still don't know. It's like no one comes to us and says, hey, we're going to have a meeting, let's talk about this. We don't know. No one knows anything right now.
A spokesman for Chrysler says he expects the automaker's current turnaround effort will go on as planned. He says that would include the buyout and early retirement deals. But those details have yet to be worked out. So workers like Mike Lawler just have to wait.
Not really much I can do, you know, much we can do. Just hope for the best, and only time will tell, you know, what's going to come of it.
Later today, Ron Gettelfinger, the head of the United Auto Workers, has a meeting with officials at Cerberus. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.